Tony Robbins said, "The quality of your life is a direct reflection of the quality of the questions you are asking yourself." The quality of your life is a reflection of how good your questions are. So if you want a better life, you need to ask yourself better questions. So you may ask, how do I tell the difference between a good question and a bad question? Well, first of all, I want to get away from the idea of good and bad. Instead, I want to talk about helpful questions versus unhelpful questions. Hello, welcome. This is the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, mindset coach. This Monday Morning Mindset is where I share ideas to help you develop a strong mindset. Whether you want to run an ultramarathon or just live a good life, live an epic life, your mindset is what determines your success. And developing a strong mindset, you can learn how to do that. So, questions. If you want to live a better life, you need to ask better questions. So, what kind of questions do you need to ask to improve your life? And how can you use questions to improve your life? These two questions that I just asked, and we're talking about questions, these are examples of helpful questions. But first, I want to talk about how questions influence your quality of life. Why do questions work to influence your life and make your life better or keep you stuck? The reason is your mind is designed to answer questions. Think about this. The instant you hear or you think of a question, your mind jumps to attention, just like a dog hearing a food wrapper being opened. Your mind perks up, goes, what? There's a question. I've got to find out what it is. I've got to find the answer. That's the way your mind works. All of us have our minds work that way. And you know, the salespeople know this. If you've been walking along and you've got somebody selling something, they'll walk up to you and say, hey, I have a quick question. And even that sentence activates your mind to want to answer their question even before you've heard it. That's why salespeople say this. It's just built into us that your mind just gravitates toward them. And even if you try to ignore them, they will sometimes still answer the question anyway, and your mind, you know, is automatically primed to give them the answer. That's just the way our minds work. So asking a question activates your mind to find the answer to the question. So the quality of questions you ask will set your work to find an answer. And if you have low quality questions, unhelpful questions, your mind is going to be spending a lot of time and energy working on something that is unhelpful. If you ask helpful questions, it will do the same thing. Your mind is going to work the same way, looking for an answer, but the answer you get, what it's going to be doing, is be looking for something that actually going to be helpful. Now, I started reflecting what kinds of questions there are. And I got 10 words that we usually put at the beginning of a question sentence. Of course, you know, the ones that, you know, that you learned if you ever took journalism, who, what, why, where, when, those are kind of the ones that came to mind first. But then there's the question how, and then there's questions if, questions is, questions that begin with the word can, or in polite society, if you're referring to yourself, it's may I instead of can I. Some of you had mothers that drilled that into you. And the 10th one is will. Will you do this? Will this work out? Those are the 10 words that I came across. Now, there may be more. In fact, if you find a word that is not on this list of 10, you find an 11th or 12th or whatever, you can contact me here at ultramarathonmindset.run and leave me a message. Tell me what questions you come up with. Or you can message me through Instagram at Eric Dieter. So those are the 10 types of questions. Who, what, why, where, when, how, if, is, can, and will. Those are the starter words for questions. But I'm not going to cover all of those because I try to keep this to around 10 or 15 minutes. So we're going to talk about four of these questions. Two of them are helpful questions, and two of them are unhelpful questions. The most unhelpful question begins with why. And second to that, the second most unhelpful question begins with the word when. Okay, let's look at the word why. Why did this happen? If something bad happens, that is the first question that comes to mind, and it is the most unhelpful question. Or, other examples, why don't they treat me better? Why can't I lose weight? Why do I feel like people are judging me? Or why did I buy this POS car? Why did I take this job? Why did I get in this relationship? Why did I agree to help my friends move? The problem with why questions, the reason it's the most unhelpful questions you can ever ask, is three reasons. One, often the answer is out of reach or unknowable. Why do bad things happen to good people? If God is good, why does he let bad? Why does he let evil exist? There's all kinds of these why questions that you really, there's not really a good way to know the real answer. And the second part, the second reason why questions are so unhelpful is that oftentimes knowing the answer really doesn't help you any. Why are people so mean? Is knowing the answer to that, what makes people so mean? If knowing that why, is it going to make them less mean? Is it going to fix their problem? Is it going to fix the way you feel when the way they treat you? Knowing the answer why, oftentimes it's just unhelpful. I mean, even if you know the real answer, if you can find it out, it doesn't really help you with the situation. Describing why doesn't help. And sometimes, number three, if you answer why, it reinforces your failure. If you ask yourself, why can't I ever lose weight? Well, your conscious brain may not say it, but your subconscious may say, well, you're just because you're lazy and you're sitting around eating cookies all the time. You ask why questions, and your subconscious brain oftentimes will reinforce the places you're failing if you're asking why things are going so badly for you. Why questions are not helpful. When questions are, I don't know if they're just a little different. When questions put you in a dependent position. When you ask when, you are waiting around for something to happen. When is this going to happen? When? And we say, when are we going to get life back to normal in the world? When will my boss decide to give me a raise? When will my parents ever realize that I'm an adult now and they quit treating me like a kid? When is focused on the future. When you ask a when question, when question, when you ask when something is going to happen, it means you're hoping and expecting something is going to happen, but it's really out of your control. You don't have any influence over it. It's like, when is this? I'm just waiting around. When will things change? I'm just waiting. I'm hoping. Well, hope is not a strategy. Hope is a good thing. It's good to have hope, but it's not a strategy if you're going to try to live a better quality of life. If you're going to try to do something epic, hoping for things to change, asking when is not a good strategy. So if you're asking questions that begin with when, you are in a passive position. You're waiting for other people, the government, fate or something outside of your influence to make your world better, to make your life better. So why and when are unhelpful questions if you're looking to have an epic life, if you're looking to have a better quality of life. You need to ask better quality questions. So two of the most powerful questions you can use that will start moving you toward an epic life, start moving you toward the quality of life that you want, is what and how. When you ask a question that begins with what and how, those can be used as powerful questions. Remember, I said it at the beginning. What kind of questions will improve the quality of my life? How can I use them? Those are high-quality questions, and if you ask those seriously and put your brain to work on them, you'll go to look to find an answer, and you can start moving yourself forward in an active way, not looking for questions that really won't help you at all. So the what and how questions set your mind on a course to get a solution, and the better you craft your questions, the better you craft your what and how questions, the better solutions you're going to find. Because your brain, your mind, will look for solutions based on how good the question is that you ask. And so, if you need to practice refining your questions to make them better. To give you an example, you're using what questions? These are examples of questions that begin with what. What kind of questions will improve my life? Well, that's a good start. What kinds of questions do I need to improve my life? So here's a better refinement of that. What do I need to improve the quality of my questions? Refine it a little bit more. What do I want for my life? Good thing to know. Just improving your life is a little bit vague. So what do I want? What do I really want for my life? And what questions do I need to ask to get there? That's much more specific than the first question, what kind of questions will improve my life? That's an example of refining your questions down to get yourself to where you want to be, to get a better quality of life. And then what do I need to do next? How questions. Questions that begin with how and refining those questions. How can I use questions to improve my life? Good start. Refine it down. How can I find ways to apply questions to make my life better? A little more specific. How can I set up a system to help me pay attention to the quality of my questions and learn how to ask better questions? Much more refined, much more direct, much more intentional of getting you to go to the quality of life, to the epic life that you really are kind of looking for. If the quality of your life comes from the quality of questions you ask, how do you ask better questions? Pay attention. Pay attention to whether the questions you're asking are helpful or unhelpful. Most of the time, the words that come out of our mouth, and we all do this, we don't pay attention to things we're saying. We don't really pay attention to the questions we're asking to evaluate whether we're asking helpful questions or unhelpful questions. So here's your assignment for this week. Pay attention. Pay attention to your questions and practice asking better. Maybe start with this question. What can I do to remind myself to ask better questions? Place that question in your mind and let your mind work on it this week and start paying attention. Thank you a lot for listening to this Monday Morning Mindset. I am a mindset coach, and if I can help you get to the epic life, get to a higher quality of life, learn how to ask yourself better questions, just message me here. Ultramarathonmindset.run. There's a voicemail. You can leave me a voicemail or a voice message. You can leave me a text message, or you can contact me through Instagram at Eric Dieter, and I'd be glad to help you out. Give you an evaluation and see if I can help you get to the epic life that you want. Thank you a lot for listening. I'll see you next time.